Sam, to your right over here. Paul Antunes, ESPN Brazil. Mac Jones recently said that he got a PhD in quarterbacking this year over in San Francisco, and you had a chance to work with Kyle Shanahan for a year. I'm wondering, how did that experience in San Francisco help you here in the last 2 years in your evolution as a quarterback?
Yeah, you know, I would definitely say it helped a ton. Learning about scheme, offensive scheme, and more importantly, I think I've hit on this quite a bit talking about my time in San Francisco, but learning about defenses was huge for me to understand how we're attacking defenses, what schemes beat certain coverages. So it was just, it was a great experience for me and something that was, I think, crucial to me just growing as a player.
Sam, right here. Daniel McCartan from WFAN, New York City. Congrats from Jets Nation, first of all.
Thank you.
But we know how New York is, and when you came into the league, there was this expectation of instant gratification for that team. And looking back, how did that external force shape your early experience? And looking back, how have you evolved since then?
Yeah, I would say, first of all, I'm very internally motivated. And I understand that, and I know that, you know, I'm going to push myself harder than any, like you said, external force could ever push me. And so that's kind of, you know, again, that goes back to, you know, just who I was, you know, my parents raised me to be, and that's it. It's great to be in this situation, to be playing in a Super Bowl, to be with those guys in this locker room. But I understand as well that I don't think this would be possible without the bumps that I kind of went through early on in my career.
Sam, I know you're only a few days through the, or not all the way through the week, but just how do you, I know you went through this with the 49ers a couple years ago, but just Super Bowl week so far, how you feel like it's gone for you and for the team and kind of your, you know, thoughts on the experience so
far?
Yeah,
general thoughts. It's been great, man. I think there were quite a few players that shared the consensus that it kind of feels like training camp again. Like, we're all here in the hotel. We're able to just hang out and spend a bunch of time together, where I feel like during the course of a normal week, that doesn't necessarily happen. Yeah, we're hanging out with each other in the locker room from whenever, 6:30 in the morning to 6 at night. But to be able to actually, like, you know, eat snack together, like little things like that, that, you know, you don't get to do during the course of a season. So it's great to be with the guys again, busing to the practice facility, spending time in that locker room, busing back. I think enjoying this moment is such a key for myself, but a lot of guys in that locker room, I know they feel the same way.
Sam, obviously there's a significant focus on the quarterback matchup in this game, and I was interested in your thoughts on what you see from Drake May, what impresses you, and also, do you in fact see yourself matching up with the opposing quarterback, their output, et cetera, or are you strictly focused on what you're seeing in front of you?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I don't think I'm ever competing with the other quarterback. I've never thought about it like that. I'm always competing against their defense and just trying to do what I can do to move the ball down the field, execute, put the ball in the end zone, you know, at the end of the day, and also protect the football. So that's always how I've thought about it. But I know Drake's such a good player. He's earned the right to be in the MVP conversation. And I know, you know, our defense, a lot of guys on our defense feel the same way.
Hi, this is Chris Kelly from Vegas Sports Today. Congrats on all your success.
Thank you.
You really kicked it in the last couple years of your career. What have been the differences there? What have been the changes, and how have you kind of taken it to the next level?
Yeah, I think just learning from experiences, you know, learning from those times in New York and Carolina, you know, and then when I went to San Francisco, like being able to learn a ton from Kyle and the coaches that were there, Clint being one of them, you know, all the players that were there, all the great players that are there still in San Francisco, just learning about their habits and learning from Brock as much as I could. So, it's basically, you know, the short of that would be I've just learned a ton throughout my career, and every single year I do what I can to make sure that I don't get ahead of myself and I take it one day at a time, because I feel like that mindset, has proved successful for me in every aspect of life, you know, whether it was growing up, high school, college, and now here, on the biggest stage, I'm just continuing with that mindset.
Hi, Sam, right here. How would you describe your connection with Jackson Smith and Jigba, and why is your duo so effective?
Yeah, I think it goes back to when we first got together, really, in the spring. Just continuing to talk about, you know, certain routes and dialogue about the offense. But I think even more importantly, it's our connection off the field. You know, just our chemistry has grown so much. And, you know, I feel like the more that your chemistry grows off the field, it only helps you on the field. And, you know, I firmly believe that. I feel like our whole team, our whole skill group, our whole, you know, offensive line, tight ends, defense, special teams, like I feel like we've all, you know, grown together so much throughout this season. You know, just the love and the brotherhood that we all share together is something special. And then something I've, you know, there's so much, you know, that's pretty rare, I feel like, in the NFL. And it's special to be a part of.
Sorry, right on your left, Sam.
Yep.
We're talking from respect just how difficult it is to play the quarterback position, right? Does that lead to, I don't know, when you get to this stage, an extra respect, for, you know, whether it's for you, for Drake for you, that, hey, we both got to this point at the most difficult position in this game?
Yeah, there's, you know, oh, I feel like you'd have to ask Drake that question, but I do feel like there's some mutual respect there. You know, I said this a couple days ago in the presser, but just, you know, our, you know, being able to spend a little bit of time with him at the Pro Bowl last year, you know, and then at the Super Bowl, you know, we've spent some time together. We became friends, and yeah, he's a great guy and a great player, and yeah, I have a ton of respect for him.
Sam, on your right. For a lot of people, you guys are idols who are playing in the Super Bowl on Sunday. Who was an idol, a man, a woman you looked up to in your life as a kid?
Yeah, I would say easy answer, my parents. You know, just my dad and my mom. You know, just about my dad, like him working the job that he had. He had to get up super early. He had to get up at like 2 or 3 in the morning every morning, go to work, and then he got to come home around 1 or 2 p.m. every day, and he would, you know, sit on the couch for a minute, you know, maybe take a nap, shut his eyes for a little bit, a little power nap, but and then right when I got home from school, he was so eager to just play catch with me in the front yard or the backyard, or, you know, if I had practice, he was always there. So he always kind of just found that energy, no matter what his day looked like, to spend time with me, my sister. My sister also playing club volleyball. She was probably at volleyball practice for, you know, until 9 p.m. And he was always there just watching her practice and taking her back home at around 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. Like, he's just such an idol for me that way, just with his work ethic.
Hey, Sam, over here to your left.
Yeah.
Amen. When you play in a game of this magnitude, obviously, you know, everything's under a microscope. How do you feel about you being an example or an inspiration for your story of perseverance and everything else, that, you know, people will look at you now, win or lose, just getting to this game and given everything that's unfolded?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, I try to do the best that I can every day, in whatever role that is. You know, throughout my career, you know, being a starter most of the time, San Francisco being a backup, doing everything I could for Brock to help him get ready for every single game, get our defense ready for every single game. So I've just always done, bless you, I've just always done, you know, whatever I could to help the team, and not only help the team, but help my teammates, help my family, help my friends in any way that I possibly could, and just try to be a good person. I think at the end of the day, like, that's you know, that's all we can all do, you know, every single day, and that's what I aspire to do every day.
Hi, Sam. Jory Epstein with Yahoo Sports. Josh McCown is one of the few people who had a close-up view of your career early on and then much later in Minnesota. How did he help you develop as a quarterback? And in that time, did he ever mention working with Drake May in high school, one of the few people who worked with you both?
Yeah, no doubt. That's a great point. Yeah, Josh, he's a special person. You know, I feel like, you know, for him to – he had a great year in, I think, 2017 with the Jets. And for him to kind of see me come in as a rookie quarterback, like, he could have easily seen himself as the starter and the dude for that team to go have another great year in 2018. But he understood his role and what his role was with the franchise. And I think, you know, that it was a huge just inspiration for me to again, just do my job every single day. Like, he taught me so many things about football. About life, seeing the kind of, you know, father and husband that, you know, he was and is still to this day. So I can't speak highly enough about Josh and what he meant or what he means to me. And then last year as well in Minnesota, just coaching his butt off and doing everything that he could to help us win. You know, he's a truly special human being.
Hey, Sam, down here on the bottom left. I'm Peyton Nelson with 10,000 Takes. We had your high school football coach on our show, and he mentioned that your senior year you got injured, but you still were able to play basketball, and that USC saw your basketball tape, and that ultimately helped, you know, them want to pursue you because they saw your athleticism. How would you say basketball has attributed to some of your success in football?
Yeah. They didn't see my tape and offer me for basketball, which, you know, I was pretty bummed out. They were like, oh, yeah, you could make a good quarterback by seeing my basketball tape. So I don't know what I think about that. But, no, it's good, man. Just, you know, I feel like playing multiple sports was huge for me growing up. Like, it was funny, like, I always, and this is kind of full circle moment, but, like, I was always in the moment. I felt like whenever I was playing football, I was like, football was my favorite sport. And I loved watching college football on Saturdays and going to practice and playing games and then watching NFL on Sundays. And then right when I transitioned into basketball, you know, it was – all right, basketball was the main thing, and I loved watching the NBA and so on and so forth. So, like, I don't know. I was always caught in the moment with those kind of things, and, you know, I loved playing basketball. I always say basketball was kind of my first love, especially being close to L.A., like Kobe being a huge inspiration with the way he worked and the way that, you know, he just went about his day-to-day business. So, yeah, loved basketball, and I'm just grateful that USC, you know, saw that film and was able to offer me for football. So.
Sam over here. You got a nice hat on the opening night. Will you wear the hat if you win Sunday?
What was the hat again?
The ham hat?
No, I'm just probably not. Yeah, probably not. I'm not going to lie. You know, that might have been, no offense, Guillermo, but that might have been a one and done kind of situation there. So,
Sam, you mentioned earlier about in San Francisco, you know, working on, you know, reading coverages and mastering those things. The Patriots and a bunch of these other really good teams really emphasize disguising coverages now, and they've really mastered that. How has your approach changed playing the quarterback position, you know, pre-snap, and then how you see things with the way teams are mixing and matching, rolling their safeties, inverted coverages, things like that?
Yeah,
how's
sure.
your approach changed?
Yeah, I think, like defenses evolve. You know, I'm not going to go into super in depth about it, but I think Cooper Kupp did a really good dissertation earlier in training camp about coverages and how it's evolved throughout the NFL. I would not be able to explain it that well, but y'all need to go watch that at some point. It's really fascinating. But I think the biggest thing for us is just continuing to stick with, you know, if we need to have, you know, both, you know, two-sided reads, or, you know, we call them pick-a-side reads, you know, that's great. I think a lot of guys and myself are capable of doing that. But I think just going through progressions is kind of the way to go in some aspects, especially some of these teams that want to, you know, mix, you know, different coverages and show you one high, go to two high, or even show you two high and play a different type of two high shell. So it's, you know, these defensive coordinators are really smart and they're really creative kind of in the way they get to their coverages. So it's, you know, I think it's always important for a quarterback to just understand kind of what we think might happen, what our read is. And then, you know, if it goes to something else, you know, not panicking and just getting through our progression. And as we like to say, listening to our feet is always huge.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, guys.